Now, you don't need to be a meteorologist to find weather fascinating. For Janice Van Cleve, it's part of nature's workshop. Van Cleve is the author of the Science for Every Kid series, and a book of easy experiments for children called Weather. Ever wondered how to make your own cloud?
A cloud is nothing more than little tiny water molecules that are suspended in the air. Now, for them to be suspended in the air, generally they have to stick onto something. Now, water changes from a gas to a liquid by condensing when it gets cooler. And the cloud molecules, you know, the water molecules in the cloud are ever so tiny. And so they tend to stick onto little particles of dust in the air. So in this particular experiment, what I've done is asked them to take like a rubber glove like you wash dishes with. And so you're going to cut a piece of that. It's going to be about, 5 inches square is good. And I'm going to use a glass jar so that it, you know, it's not going to be able to squeeze in. We want to put a little bit of water in the jar, just enough to wet the inside. And you can kind of swirl it around and pour most of the water out. Then you will ask an adult to light a match, blow it out, and to hold it so that just a little bit of the smoke enters the jar. Oh, maybe, you know, just hold it there for a couple of seconds. And then immediately stretch the rubber over the rubber square that we've cut over the mouth of the jar and secure it with some rubber bands. So you want to hold it on. Mm-hmm. So we now have some water in there, some particles from the smoke, and we've sealed it off with this piece of rubber. Now, what we're going to do with this rubber coating or lid over it, we're going to pinch the top of it, right? And we're going to pull it up or push it down into the jar. So it has to be tight enough so that when you pull it up, it's not going to pull off. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pull it up and you're going to look at the jar, and then you push it down into the jar again and you look at it. And you'll find that when you push down, it's going to look very clear. But when you pull up, it's going to look very smoky inside, smoky and almost like cloud-like, and so that you've produced a cloud in there.
Yeah, this really is an experiment in water evaporation, and that's what clouds are all about, right?
That's right. Clouds are nothing more than water vapor that's in the air that's changing to little tiny, ever so tiny little particles of liquid water. But, you know, the key to this is the smoke particles. Without them, the water is not going to have anything, you know, inside floating around to stick to. And so you need that little nucleus, so to speak, that little cloud nucleus, so that the water can stick to it. That's why in the air they stick to, the water molecules stick to things like little dust particles.
Now, there is another experiment in your book that I think is going to catch everybody's eye. I mean, what kind of thing do you need in order to prove that the sky is blue?
Well, in doing this, what we're going to do is shine a light from a flashlight is the easiest way through a glass of water that's going to have materials in it. Now, the way I've set it up is for them to use a box. It's kind of be their showcase, and in the back of the box, they can tape a piece of paper, like a piece of typing paper or copy paper, and then just a clear plastic glass. Size is not that significant. They're going to put water in it, need a flashlight. I've used an eyedropper, but they could just drip the liquid, the dishwashing liquid in there, because they're going to need a drop of this. And I use this thick milky, you know, when they look in the store, they can find that some dishwashing liquid is, you know, thin and some it looks more like white pearly looking. And that's what I use. And so I put that in there. I set the box on a table, of course, so that I can push the box so that the light, you know, can be in front of it, the flashlight, and darken the room. And when you do that, then you want to turn the flashlight on and direct the beam right through the center of the glass. Now, it's got water in it with a drop of this dishwashing liquid, and you've stirred it up. And what's going to happen is that the light is going to go through the liquid, and some of the light is going to be scattered, meaning that the light waves, of course, light is made up of waves of light, is going to be scattered so that inside the water it's going to look blue. But some of the light is going to go through and shine onto the white sheet of paper in the back, and that's going to be yellow. And when you think about it, the sun looks yellow. and the sky looks blue. And so that's what you've created here, yeah, is just kind of a model of how the light is scattered by the particles of dust in the air, but also the molecules of the gas that makes up the air.
And is it the particles themselves that are actually bouncing the light around?
That's correct. The light is made up of waves of light. Actually, the white light from the flashlight and from the sun is made up of different waves of light. When they see a rainbow, they're seeing all of the different kinds of light that's in white light, which is, you know, the colors of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And when you shine the flashlight through the water, the particles of the dishwashing liquid in there are going to cause some of the light to be bounced around, and that's what scattering is. And the size of the particles, that's what causes the blue part of the light to be bounced around, and the rest of it just goes straight through. And it goes straight through, and you will see the yellow light on the paper, that's your screen, and the water looks blue. I have experimented by putting more of the dishwashing liquid in there, and what happens is the water gets a little bluer, and the light coming through is going to be less yellow and a little more red. Huh. Like, you know, the sunset at night, yeah, or the sunrise sometimes.
I bet the kids are fascinated looking through.
Yes,
it.
I love it.
Yeah, really?
I'm fascinated with it. Now, you know, this is what my husband always teased me. He said, this is what you do for a living. You're playing.
Yeah.
But that's what science is all about. And I think science should be you play and find out about science.
Janice Van Cleve is the author of Weather and the Science for Every Kid series.